Hello, everyone. Well, what is nobility? You'd think being noble is to be honest, to be valiant, to be actuated by the highest motives, to be humane, to want to serve the public, to have some sort of probity. But unfortunately, it's the very reverse of all these is what gets people into the House of Lords in the United Kingdom. How dispiriting it is. And I suppose that always was the case. The most shameless, conscienceless, ruthless, cruel people, those who would commit any kind of chicanery, they're the ones who got promoted and they were loaded with gongs. They would just arse crawl all the time. I can't remember who said, "Why doth treason never prosper? Because if it prosper, none dare call it treason." And so it is with Michael Gove, one of the most despicable Conservative politicians of modern times, who's a cheerleader for the mass murder of civilians in Palestine, and it doesn't trouble him one whit. There is no atrocity that Israel's ever committed that he didn't like, and he'll never raise his voice for Palestinian civilians. Wow. He says he's a proud Zionist. Fine. You want Israel to exist. I don't object to Israel existing, but I do object to the erasure of Palestine. And oh, it's all self-defense that any crime can be justified in self-defense. This orgy of racist violence, these extremely well-documented and massive-scale abuse of human rights and violations of international law, humanitarian law, that he's always advocating for. And he's got a platform that people respect him. He's got access to the media. Wasn't he the producer of the Today program? So he had a distinguished career as a journalist. That's Gove. So he was a well-known Conservative politician, still is a member of the Conservative Party. So he was born in Scotland, and he was given up for his mother, given up by his mother for adoption. She was unwed in the 60s when that was seen to be a bit of a no-no. So I think she was an undergraduate. We don't know. He's chosen not to try and trace her. So his many enemies have said that even his mother couldn't love him. Now that is a little bit cruel. So he's adopted by a middle-class family. He grew up in Aberdeen, Robert Gordon's College, and he was briefly a member of the Labour Party in the 1980s. But anyway, he then saw sense. He was a prefect of school, and that would tell you that you know that he's a brown noser. At least he wasn't a head boy. Anyone who's head boy, you just know he is bad news. Rishi Sunak, Jeremy Hunt, absolute cowardly, conformist, sickening, sycophant, despicable invertebrate. They're just vile, the lowest of the low. But anyway, so Gove went on. He was a Conservative. He went to Lady Margaret Hall, Oxford, reading English, and he was active in the Conservative Association there, president of the Oxford Union, as of the Debating Society of Oxford University. And then he went on into journalism. He wanted to join the Conservative Research Department as a policy wonk, but was turned down. And then he worked at the Telegraph, back to the Press and Journal in Aberdeen, which is where he came from, a TV journalist, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. And then he was in the Times. Remember that 2000, they were asking, is he the last Tory on the Times? Okay. They thought because it was a Blairite publication in those days. Anyway, then he got elected for Surrey Heath in 2005 because Nick Hawkins, with the MP, was carrying on a very public affair. I think his wife had cancer at the time. He's bringing his mistress to garden parties. The other hand, wouldn't you actually hand it to Hawkins that he was somehow honest about what he was doing? Or is that worse? Is that nubbing, rubbing his wife's nose in it? I mean, I don't care one way or the other, someone's having an extramarital affair, but some do. And Gove was married to Jane Vine for many years. Sorry, Sarah Vine, a well-known journalist in her own right. And they divorced very amicably recently. But he got into journalism in the 1980s when he actually got paid. There were no such thing as unpaid internships. So he's very much a Cameroon. When David Cameron was his reforming leader. So the Conservatives got into office in 2010, and then he was a Secretary of State for Education. Now, the Education Secretary is usually unpopular with teachers, but I can tell you Gove was egregiously unpopular, perhaps the most detested Education Secretary of all time, and saying, we don't need 6 weeks summer holidays. We're not taking in the harvest, like we were in the 19th century, this isn't invented. I mean, the United Kingdom's always already got about the shortest summer holidays in the Western world. He wants to make it even shorter, and there's a recruitment and retention teaching crisis in teaching, partly because of him. Now, it wasn't so bad in those days, partly because it was a credit crunch and it was seen as a safe haven. You would at least get a job there. And the wage compression in real terms hadn't really kicked in. It's got a lot worse since Gove left. And Gove brought in this bigoted, spiteful, authoritarian, whatever it is, code of conduct, taking away people's rights to a private life, to express an opinion, anything was so-called extreme, as in not close to Gove's opinion. And these people can't teach the British values as absolute nonsense, which are not originally British, not uniquely British, not all British people agree with them. So saying if you're a dissident, you can't be a teacher, which is just preposterous. You look at the height of the troubles in Northern Ireland, terrorism, hundreds of people murdered by terrorist organizations, loyalist terrorists, Republican terrorists, and so on. But people who were inclined towards Republicans and loyalism, they were still allowed to be teachers, and rightly so. But you'd get rid of an awful lot of teachers because they had controversial opinions. So anyone who questions the establishment, no, they can't do it. In a democracy, people have the right to oppose democracy. Some people want dictatorship, most people don't. But let's hear it, that they can't teach the debate, that they're going to be barred from this, just like people with controversial views, barred from the police, barred from the prison service, British National Party members not allowed to teach. Now, the British National Party is foul, but they shouldn't be deprived of their right to teach. And so it goes on. I never seemed to cause a problem before that I'm aware of. And so it went on. Or so in their private lives, anything taken away, anything they thought might bring the profession into disrepute. So if there's some bigots, some prudes or whatever who don't approve what a teacher's doing his or her private life, and these people will not be allowed to teach ever again, which is outrageous. It doesn't happen to people who do virtually anything else. And you don't like it, tough. The person might be still a perfectly competent teacher. So it has to reach the maws of whatever his name is, Michael Gove. Or so if they take drugs, that's it, they're gone. Michael Gove used to take cocaine well into his 20s, as he himself publicly stated. So how come the person in charge of the whole education system can have possessed Class A drugs, an imprisonable crime? Whereas supposing you're a 21-year-old trainee teacher and you try cannabis once, that's it, you can never teach again. You see the gross and glaring hypocrisy of Michael Gove. Anyway, he's just despicable, and he's so oligenous, vile, it gives me the creeps, and so on. So the Association of Teachers and Lecturers took the unprecedented step of passing a motion of no confidence in Gove. So did the National Union of Teachers, likewise, and demanded his resignation, the National Association of Head Teachers, and so on. So anyway, he was removed from that post because it was such a liability to him. Now, the only good thing he did is he did make the exams slightly tougher because the grade inflation was just insane. And so, but that didn't last very long after he left. So had to give the devil his due there. He campaigned for leave, all right, don't object to that. But anyway, he's just the lowest of the low. He's vile, it's despicable. And you see how people like him, they get all these high positions. So I suppose he's restrained, he's slightly bland, he's plausible. Victims of sexual abuse don't like what he said when he's about to be interviewed. And he said to someone who is coming on stage, "Well, coming to your stage is a bit like entering Harvey Weinstein's bedroom. I wonder if I'll leave my dignity intact." It drew a chortle from the audience. But people who've been molested or raped thought that was deeply unfunny. But somehow he kept his position. But that's it, Gove. And you see what the wages of sin are. They are very tempting indeed. If you've got no backbone, if you do absolutely anything for advancement, you will get there. And that is the lesson in life. So Gove, really nauseating. It's very depressing that people like him are loaded with the highest honors. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then any PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.